Welcome to the Big Mike Fund Podcast, where you learn about advanced wealth building strategies from real estate investing to creating massive ROI and secured retirement profits. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, grab a notepad, and lean in, because Big Mike has got the mic, starting now.
Welcome to the Big Mike Fund. I'm the Big Mike, Mike Zlotnik. Welcome. Today, we have a special guest, the one and only, the famous Joe Lieber, nicknamed Ghettoologist, because he's coming from Cleveland and he buys fantastic cash flow properties. Because they cash flow so well, people think it's the ghetto. but of course, it's not. In any case, Joe, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Thanks for coming aboard. It's a pleasure and a privilege. Let's talk a little bit about Cleveland, Ohio. This is your home. How is the weather in Cleveland right now? It's this late December 2017, probably nice and cold.
Oh, my goodness. You bet, buddy. It's probably 23 degrees here today, and it's cold. No matter what they say, you never get used to it. I'm a lifelong Clevelander, born and raised, and it's still, I just have a hard time getting used to the cold.
Well, I love cold too. How about snow? Is there any snow today?
You know, it's not today, but last week the kids had a snow day, which is really cool because typically we don't get snow days before Christmas. Usually the snow days for the kids are between January and end of March. So had our first snow day. I was out running the snowblower. Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's always great to have white Christmas, white New Year, but the weather is changing, so who knows what's going to happen this year. Hopefully you'll have a white Christmas.
Yep.
Talk to me a little bit about Cleveland, the economy, kind of what you're doing in Cleveland, your business. Would love to hear your story, your investing in real estate, and why Cleveland?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, I was just reading the other day on CNN Money, and there was an article out there saying that Cleveland, Ohio, might actually be the hottest real estate market in the country right now. And I just couldn't believe it when I saw that. I was blown away because typically I would never think of this Rust Belt area community up here in Cleveland being the hottest in the country. But wow, That's what they are saying. And I believe it. I believe it because the properties here, we are a cash flow state. And these properties here are allowing people to buy these homes and cash flow crazy, and we're still below where they were in 2005, 2006. So there still are great deals to be had out there right now. There's a lot of stuff going on in Cleveland, Ohio right now. We all know the big one, LeBron James, Duncan basketballs, it's a yeah, big hype for the city. But outside of that, the Cleveland Clinic is huge here. There's tech companies coming here. The city's doing all these different things to bring business and industry. Downtown Cleveland, for those people that don't know, it was a ghost town 10, 15 years ago. And now the city is alive. I have a friend from Arizona that comes in to Cleveland. He buys real estate here. And he always will be downtown. He'll say, listen, quiet. Shh, you hear that? Like, no, hear what? What are you talking about? He goes, right there, that's the heartbeat of America right there, buddy. I said, oh, my goodness, it's so funny. But it's true. There's so many crazy, cool things going on here right now with industry and businesses and, of course, the real estate market. It's unbelievable.
Wow, Joe, that's awesome to hear. The revival of Cleveland, the revival of the heartbeat of America. I think that was the Chevrolet. I guess I don't know if they have a facility in Cleveland, but the heartbeat of America is Cleveland, not Chevrolet.
They do, for sure.
Talk to me a little bit about the type of properties. One thing you mentioned, and this is a great, great fact, that I'm assuming these properties are selling below the reconstruction cost. And that's probably great value investing. As many of the listeners know, there are three ways to value residential real estate. Most common approach is the comparables approach. It's what the properties are selling at today. But there's also an income approach and a cost-based approach. And the cost approach is the foundation of new construction. If you build something, it costs money. If you can buy something that's already been built and sometimes repair it if it needs renovations. These properties are still solid properties, but investors could buy them at a fraction of the new construction cost. So they're buying them below the reconstruction cost. I'm assuming that's the case for Cleveland, for a lot of the properties that you deal with.
Absolutely. Let me give you an example, or two or three examples of what's being purchased here. So example one is you can buy a home on the west side of Cleveland, which is where I typically deal for Clevelanders, pretty much Cleveland separated by the east side and the west side. And I'm a west side guy. And here's what you can buy. So you can buy a home rent ready. We do two types of rentals. We do rent to own, or we're doing Section 8. So I'll give you a Section 8 example. So we can buy a property all in with some new capital expenditures that have been done, CapEx we call it, like roofs, windows, siding, gutters, kitchens, baths, things of that nature, for about $65,000 to $70,000. That home is renting for $1,000 a month from Section 8.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's a strong cash flow. Wow, that's a very strong cash flow.
And then we're also seeing that, it depending on the neighborhood and what the property calls for, that same property we can do a rent to own on for about $850 a month for the same price point, $65,000 or $70,000.
That's pretty decent too. And rent to own, I guess tenants think of the property as their own and they take really good care of it. That's one of the benefits of the rent to own approach.
They do, and we're still way below. So these homes that I'm selling for $65,000 or $70,000, you know, pre-2007, they were selling between $95,000 and $105,000. So if we're still going back to that, things are still going up here. That home 3 years ago, you could have bought for $35,000. So we are getting massive appreciation here when you look at it on that grand scale.
Right.
So where it's going to go, Mike, I don't know. We're hoping it still continues to rise, and it is.
Yeah, I think so. I had another guest on a podcast on the previous path, Jason Hartman, and he talked a lot about similar type of properties in other cities. And the same concept, the recent tax cut by Republican government, and let's call it the Trump tax cut, incentivizes investment in the middle America and disincentivize investing in the big cities with expensive real estate, because of deductibility of real estate taxes and mortgage interest is going down. But what I wanted to say is, I guess Cleveland is becoming even more attractive for investors to participate in the growth and recovery of the city. So I share your optimism, and wanted to talk about the power of your cash flowing properties. I did a loan for my self-directed IRA to you. I think we did two loans, each was like $55,000, and each backed by two properties. Yep. And the loan has interest rate of 15%. And it's a five-year fully amortized loan. And the cash flow from these properties is so strong that you could pay fully amortized loan at 15% hard money rate and still pay it off in 5 years completely.
Now, that's what's beautiful about it. So I'm going to let you into my little secret here. Right now in my portfolio, I have about 135 single-family homes. Almost all of my homes are paid for. And the secret on how I did it was what you're talking about right here. I bought all these homes. I would pay cash, just like I did with you, Mike. And then I would call a private money investor like yourself, overpay on the rate because it didn't matter to me. It was easy loan to get. And I put on a five-year amortization, and I could pay that house off. It would break even. I wasn't cash flowing, but I will break even, maybe even lose a little bit. I might lose maybe a couple hundred bucks every quarter or something, but it doesn't matter because in 5 years, the entire thing is paid for. And that's how I built my entire portfolio, was on these little five-year amortizations, fully amortized notes. And it's amazing. And it could still be done. The market is still calling for that. So I love it.
Wow, that's a brilliant idea. I wanted to point this out to the listeners of this podcast, Joe's idea. It's probably one of the most powerful concepts in real estate, is how you can buy a property, and everyone is used to a 30-year mortgage. And it is typical and common, and people take 30 years to pay it off. But what Joe did, he forgone the cash flow for the next 5 years. And the trade-off is accelerated payoff. So every dollar of cash flow he gets, he doesn't even mind dipping a little bit into negative territory. He just pays down the mortgage on fast acceleration. So instead of going on a 30-year schedule, he went on a five-year schedule. And it looks unbelievable for most people. Most people don't buy it this way. But the technique is extremely powerful. If you use it, you could pay down your mortgage completely or pay it off in 5 years. Isn't that remarkable? Joe, I have to applaud you for this brilliant approach. You're sacrificing for 5 years to get a free ride for many years after. It's like building for retirement. Some people stash away from retirement. You just pay off the mortgages and have free and clear properties that give you great cash flow. That's your retirement plan.
It's my forced savings account, and I'm okay with it. Because see, here's the thing that we can never get away from in real estate. It's all about the cash flow. I mean, that's what enables me to live the lifestyle that I want to live is because of cash flow. It's December. It's cold outside. I don't really want to go out there and start hustling and slamming deals together. That's why I have these properties. That's why everyone should have these properties, to have the cash flow to pay your bills, your monthly bills, get it covered by cash flow real estate. And then everything else is fun. You know the mindset, Mike, of what it feels like to go to work for fun and not because you have to? It is amazing. It's different. Everybody should experience that. It can absolutely be done. As we all know, that's why we're here on this podcast, through real estate.
Yeah, Joe, that's great. You've achieved financial freedom. You've gotten out of the rat race, as per Robert Kiyosaki.
Yes.
So
on five-year AMS. That's amazing. So, yeah.
Five-year get out of the rat race approach. Yeah, you can do it with real estate. I don't know what other asset class you can do it with, but definitely you can do it with the investment real estate in Cleveland, Ohio. That's phenomenal. Absolutely. So you did mention this, but it sounds to me these great cash flow properties, as surprising as it sounds, everybody has talked about no appreciation in the Rust Belt, but they are appreciating now. And there is a remarkable revival of Mid-America happening. Maybe it's LeBron James. He came back to Cleveland. Maybe it's a LeBron. Yeah. Got to give him the credit. So he's a great player. Although I have to say, I'm still Michael Jordan fan.
Are you?
Yeah. Let me show you something. I don't know if you can see behind me. There's this Russian wooden doll right over there. This is the thing. I don't know if this is going to go video or audio on this podcast. This is Matryoshka. And you see who is on Matryoshka? Michael Jordan.
This is
my favorite professional athlete. I'm sorry, LeBron, if I offend you, but I'm still loyal to Michael Jordan.
That's okay. That was more in our era there. We were kids when LeBron was, or when Jordan was dunking balls on TV.
It was exciting. I grew up playing basketball and really enjoyed Michael Jordan playing.
For sure.
But it's a different ball game nowadays. The new king of the in town. Let's talk a little more about financeability of these investment properties. So you finance them easily at hard money rates. It's very expensive money. You're paying 15% rate. I know some people paying 12, some people paying less, some people paying more. But generally, the money is available at the high cost. What about low cost? What about financeabilities of these properties with the banks? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac investment loans, maybe local community banks, portfolio lenders. Have you had any success, or do you know any people who have had success financing these turnkey properties with these investment properties with the banks?
I do. So for the last couple of years, it's always been all cash, the investors I've been dealing with. But over the summer, I had a group of investors come in who wanted to use the power of leverage, which I can respect that. So this was a kind of a test. And they did finance the properties, and it worked, and they financed very well. They appraised. There was no issues, no problems. It worked like a charm. And they used two different lenders to finance. One was GuaranteedRate.com. I think they're out of Chicago, but that's who one of the guys used. Another one used Quicken Loans, which is a lender here based in Detroit and Cleveland, and they financed the properties. So
yeah, that's great. I actually have a number of loans with Quicken Loans. I have some investment properties in Jacksonville, Florida, personally, and I financed them with Quicken Loans. And those guys are pretty good, I have to attest. If you have good credit, then you can go through traditional underwriting with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac investment type of properties. Quicken Loans is probably a pretty good shop. So I totally understand and concur with that recommendation.
And Mike, also for the last couple of properties, I've been doing some owner financing for some of my investors. We've been doing 50% down. I've been carrying a 50% seller financed, fully amortized mortgage to over 5 years. So that's an option too for some folks.
Talk to me a little bit about that. That's a brilliant idea. I've heard about this many, many times from a number of brothers from the Collective Genius. By the way, those of you who are listening to the podcast, you know that I go to the Collective Genius Mastermind, and Joey is a brother from the CG Mastermind, and it's a phenomenal, phenomenal group. Wanted to put on a great word. Many, many phenomenal people come from that mastermind. But the reason I mention this is another guy in the Collective Genius, Eddie Speed. I hope he becomes a guest on this podcast in the near future. He too recommends this approach highly. He actually has a big note trading platform, and Joe is creating seller finance note here. So Joe, talk a little bit about what you're doing and what kind of note you have and what kind of rate and how much down payment they put and so on.
Yeah, so what I've been doing is on some of these properties, it's a good cash flow generator for me. It's something different. It removes me from the operations side of it, you know. And what I've been doing is financing notes for people. So we'll take a property that I might sell for $60,000, and I've been asking for 50% down, so $30,000 down. And then $30,000, I carry a note against it. Usually it's at 10% interest on a five-year amortization. And the property will still cash flow a few hundred bucks, usually in that situation. And it's a quick payoff. It's an accelerated payoff. And it works very well. I've been doing it, just started doing it over the summer pretty much just to get things cruising.
For the listeners, let me spell this thing out a little bit more. So 50% down, 50% loan is a low risk type of proposition. So investors have a lot of skin in the game. They put in 30%, so $30,000, so 50% down. They're getting the property. They own the property. And you as a note holder or a seller who got half the money in cash and half the money as a note, what you have is you have great cash flow without ownership. So I've spent my last 7 years, actually 8 years of my life doing hard money loans. And I can tell you, being a lender is often better than being a landlord. Some people beg to differ, but at least you don't have to deal with tenants and toilets per se. So having a promissory note that pays you 10% and has a low LTV or loan-to-value ratio of 50% or 60% is fairly safe, and the yield is high. So what you wind up with, great cash flow, no responsibilities of ownership, and it's a great deal for the seller. So if you could do that, you wind up with a phenomenal product. So Joe, I think sooner or later, on one hand, you're a borrower of hard money. On the other hand, you're a lender. You are exactly. You're holding these notes.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I mentioned, these notes at 50% loan to value are very tradable. You could sell them easily. So Eddie Speed has notes exchange. And again, hopefully he'll come on the podcast. He'll talk a little bit about that. But what Joe could do is he could take this note, and if he wants to get liquidity, he can easily sell it, probably get the full par value, maybe even a little more if the yields compress and people are willing to buy the note with 8% yield. And Joe has 10% coupon on the note. He'd sell it a little bit more than it's worth. So it's a pretty powerful concept. There are other people who I know who buy these investment properties with traditional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, 20 to 25% down product, and they're able to take advantage of financeability offered through the government with rates in the 5% range. The Federal Reserve Bank announced, Janet Yellen announced interest rate increases. I'm not sure, Joe, if you've heard about it. She announced it a couple of days ago. But these increases are not that terrible. Just, you know, a few small quarterly increases, 2018, and then a little more afterwards. But if you remember, a lot of these 30-year mortgages used to be 6%. We're below sort of the average, and it would be expected the rates will go up a little bit. So you gave two phenomenal ideas, the seller finance notes and then the five-year how to buy and hold. Yes. By the way, it's the same thing. What you just did is you flipped the table. You went from one side of the table being a borrower to the other side of the table being being a lender. So do you have any other great advice like this? I love this idea. Any other phenomenal real estate advice to my listeners?
I do. I want to talk to you really quick about a strategy that I had to learn through the School of Hard Knocks. I mean, Mike, I've been in this business 20 years now, and it has been a long way up. And I'm going to drop you a couple nuggets here to give the listeners a chance to have the keys to the elevator when I had to take the steps all the way to the top. So here it is. All right. I'm going to drop you some great stuff here. When you're doing rental properties, if you're not doing Section 8, that's one method. Always do rent to own. And here's why. It's a way of vesting the tenant to the home. See, when you regular rentals, they come in, they might put a security deposit down and then call you for everything that's not perfect with the property. Plus, they're not vested, so they're, you know, I might not pay their rent on time or not really want to take care of the property. On a rent to own, all it really is a lease with an option to buy, but I require a larger down payment, usually a few thousand dollars, that's non-refundable. And here's the big one. They are responsible for all maintenance to the property. I always tell them I'm more like your bank, not your landlord. So if they clog the toilet or the hot water tank goes out, they are responsible for making that repair.
Because they think they own the property.
Right. And so they think they are like in home ownership and training. You know, we're working to help them restore their credit, get longer job time, make more money, whatever the case may be, and help them procure financing. We're giving them the opportunity for the American dream. We really want to help people own a piece of that, own a piece that they want to be homeowners. And that's what we want to do. That's why it's a phenomenal program to help people become homeowners. At the same time, it's helping us landlords with no maintenance phone calls. They're now vested in the property. There's a perfect marriage there with a couple thousand dollars down. And on the properties I do rent to own, I deliberately not do certain things. Like I might paint the first floor of the home on a colonial, but the second floor, all the bedrooms, I won't paint them because I want them to come into the property and paint the bedrooms the colors they like, because nobody is going to paint bedrooms to a house, put down a large down payment, and not pay their rent next month. They're going to pay their rent.
Joe, this is brilliant. I love the idea. I know a number of other people who do this, and this is, yeah, I mean, this is your advice number three, probably should be number one. Don't rent properties, but rent to own, lease plus option. And then the things you do, not painting the second floor is a brilliant idea. I love it. So typically, how much deposit do they put in? What's that down payment or deposit? Is it a couple of months? Is it more than? See, if the property is, let's just say you give them an option to buy the property for $70,000. And okay. The rent is $1,000 a month. How much do they bring to the deal to get into the property?
So I'll have them bring usually $2,000 down plus the first month's rent. So it's almost like a double deposit, but it's non-refundable. So say $2,000 down, non-refundable, $1,000 a month.
So what happens if they don't pay? They lose the deposit, they lose the option to buy the property. Right. So you have more safety. So you have like a double deposit instead of a single month deposit.
Correct. And then just it's a standard eviction if they don't pay. Because it's just a lease with an option to buy. So there's no land contract or contract for deed involved. Right. Very easy standard eviction.
Understood. And what percent of the folks that sign up for a program like this actually buy the house from you?
Okay. So here's the thing. I deal in a lot of C neighborhoods. So I'm going to give you some statistics. So since 2007, I have written about 850 leases from people coming and going and new acquisitions and turnovers. And to make a long story short, only one person has been able to buy the home.
Wow.
So the numbers are very low, unfortunately, but we always try to help people. We give them credit repair handbooks. We advise them if they want to know how to own a home. But unfortunately, you know, the situations and things change in people's lives. And by the time they get to the point where they actually want to buy the home, or to buy the home, something usually changes. Someone's either they're having a baby, need a bigger home, or they're divorcing and they can't afford the property anymore, or someone lost a job, or if they do get qualified for a loan, like, well, we don't know if we want exactly this home. We might want something a little bit different. And then usually they don't end up buying that home for whatever reason.
That's a phenomenal statistics that very, very, very low percentage of people actually convert. But you as a landlord get a tremendous benefit of them thinking they own the property and taking much better care of it.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is very brilliant for all of you folks who have bought or planning to buy or already own real estate. Doing rent to own or lease option is a phenomenal consideration to improve your cash flow, to reduce your maintenance, and to motivate your tenants to take care of the properties as if it were their own.
And Mike, let me add one more comment to that. I always want to see people get a little piece of the American dream and own their properties. I have bent over backwards over the years to try to help people procure financing. I have actually went and got them credit repair companies to help them. I've even got them secured credit cards and show them, here, by making these payments, you can rebuild your credit. So I always lead people in the direction, but as we all know, making them drink the water is a whole nother story. So I just want to put it out that, yes, it's a great benefit to the landlord, but it's a great benefit to the tenant too, if they'll follow the program, but they just don't always do, unfortunately.
Joe, I know you, and I know how much you do, and you help, and you help from the heart. So I know you genuinely try to help them. If they're not ready for your help, unfortunately, they're not ready. But I think you're onto something very powerful. And those few who actually do convert and they buy the house, it becomes a great story of American Dream. So
it does.
It's almost like a service. You're giving from your heart, just not everybody's ready to receive. So
yep.
What do you think is happening in the United States in general? The stock market is going through the roof. The real estate seems to be recovering. Do you think we're going to continue to see this momentum for the next number of years? And some people get nervous a little bit about the market conditions. What is your view of the overall economy and real estate in the United States going into 2018?
Things are cooking again. People are employed. People are making money. People are spending money. It's crazy. It's exciting. I'm so glad to be a part of this again, because obviously most of us have lived through this, massive decline we saw here. I'm enjoying the ride. I think we got many, many more years before we start seeing a decline or another recession. The economy is rolling. Let's enjoy it. Let's all prosper together and see where this takes us.
Do you have a good contact information? Is there a website? How would people want to, if they want to invest in Cleveland, they've listened to the Big Mike Fund podcast and they love learning a little more about you. Maybe they want to buy a house from you. How would they reach out to you?
Sure. Well, here, just call me in my office. I'm a very personal guy. I'm pretty easy to get to. I don't hide behind phones or admins or secretaries. Just call me. Area code 440-387-4800, and I'm an extension 2. That's simple. If you call me, just tell me you heard me on the Big Mike Fund podcast, so I know the reference to call a little bit. And also check me out at clevelandinvestor.com, and you can always shoot me an email. It's rebroker216@gmail.com.
Joe, thank you for sharing. That's been great. Really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Looking forward to see you at the next Collective Genius Mastermind. We just came back from the event in San Diego, and it was nice and warm. That was a big change, by the way, coming back from Southern California, where the weather was in the mid-70s, landing in JFK in New York City, and it was 28 degrees, windy, cold. It's similar to Cleveland.
It was cold.
Yeah. So, but anyway, all right, Joe, thank you kindly. I appreciate you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. A wonderful Merry holidays. Christmas.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Joe. Talk Bye-bye. To you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Big Mike Fund Podcast. To receive your copy of Mike's How to Choose a Smart Real Estate Fund book, head to bigmikefund.com or visit Amazon and type Mike's slot name. keep listening and keep investing, Big Mike style. See you on the next episode.